This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Officials said Tuesday the death toll from a partially collapsed Miami-area condo building rose to 32 as rescue workers brace for a tropical storm and relatives of a deceased family of four prepare for the disaster's first funeral. A total of 113 people remain missing 12 days after roughly half of the 12-story Champlain Towers South building came tumbling down early in the morning on June 24th. Workers still searching for the mountain of debris face strong winds as Tropical Storm Elsa approaches from the south. Although forecasts predict the Surfside, Florida area should avoid the brunt of Elsa on its projected course north from Cuba, scattered showers and thunderstorms are likely and could hinder the search and rescue effort. Investigators have not determined what caused the 40-year-old complex to collapse. Miami-Dade's mayor cautions it could take some time to find out the exact cause. The UN Security Council began potentially contentious negotiations Tuesday on whether to continue humanitarian aid operations from Turkey into northern Syria for another year. If the council fails to reach a compromise, then the cross-border aid operation, which reaches some 3.4 million people who live outside government control in northwest Syria, will end on July 10th. That means sending food, clean water, medicines, and COVID-19 vaccines would become much more difficult, if not nearly impossible, due to obstruction from the regime in Damascus. Russia, China, and Syria's regime all argue that humanitarian assistance to the countries north should move across the front lines of the conflict under the control of the Syrian government. But the United Nations and aid agencies on the ground say that type of operation is inadequate.